Welcome to the best
Blog Talk Radio.
Dr. Rachel Sweet. Breathe, eat, sleep, thrive in every aspect of your life. What does thriving actually mean? Thriving is not a word, it's an action, a way of living. And that's what the Best Living Show is all about. So get ready, step into a new narrative, and find a new way of being. There's a beautiful connection, a spark that flies at the intersection between the genetic code and your internal guidance system. We're going to throw away the culture that will tell us that thriving is something only for a few. Every one of us is unique. It's our time to discover why. The Best Living Show starts now.
And of course, I love when I get to do these premiere shows. You know, many of you may or may not know this. I know those of you that have been listening to my morning show for like 20 years, okay, you know this. You know that there's this journey that we take with people because my vision was always to help people have a voice in this world for helping other people. I didn't know 20 years later this is what it would be. But I've taken this journey with Dr. Rachel, and, you know, here's what I want to say. You know, when you think of Dr. Rachel, and you think of, wait a minute, what is she talking about? Best Living Show. What? Yes? Okay, Best Living. That's, I want that. I want that. I want to be able to thrive in every part of my life. But what is she, wait a minute, she's saying something else. Breathe, eat, sleep. Oh, that too. This is what you're going to hear from somebody that is such an absolute desired practitioner to help us understand how to do this. Now, here's what I want to say. You're going to hear the show today. Certified epigenetic health and wellness coach, PhD in neuropsychology, works with clients, works with organizations, understands the aspect of the intersection of genetic, spirituality, the body, holistic living. You know, her entire life, she struggled like many of us struggle, entire lives, right? We struggle. We're struggling our entire lives. Somewhere we're struggling. You know, I don't care if you're struggling with growing up and you don't like your parents telling you not to do it, or you just can't stop eating that candy bar, or you're thinking you're not good enough. Now you're plugged into social media, but this show today is for you to hear who she is, what she's doing, and what this debut show is all about. Because here's what it's about this episode, intentional thriving. Intentional thriving. That is so important, because if you're not intentionally thriving, then you're intentionally not thriving. That's sweet, right? I mean, what am I saying?
Yeah.
I mean, if you're not doing that, you're doing this.
That's right. So, you know, a lot of times the world has us on what I call default, right? Where we get up, we're packing our lunch, we're going to work, we're driving the car, get home, we've got the to-do list, the schedule, and we're just going from thing to thing to thing. And we're just, most of the time, we're, as they say, running on our hamster wheel, and no idea where we're going, right? We're just so busy, and a lot of times that doesn't lead to thriving. So the idea is to take that step back and think to yourself, what is it that I'm doing? How am I feeling? Is this where I want to be going? Because, you know, many say, you know, people say, oh, it's cliche, you know, don't just survive, right? But if you're not intentionally thriving, you're not progressing towards that goal despite all the challenges that we have, right? Because you're not thinking about your journey and where it's going. Does that make sense?
It does make sense, because if you're, well, wait a minute, let me just ask you a question, because this is so interesting. I have this situation today, and, you know, I'm not saying that there aren't points in time in life where we're just chill, right? We're just hanging out. We do that.
We do, yeah.
We breathe, we eat, we sleep. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But what if we want something in life? What if there's this thing we want? I want to know from you, because there is never a mistake when I do these shows and even my own show. If I come up with a topic, it is usually something that's smack in the middle of my forehead, mm-hmm. or it hit me in my heart, or better yet, it hit me in my gut, or more importantly, it's probably giving me a backache or something that really. But for you to be who you are in the world, I mean, you're an esteemed doctor. You're somebody that's been out there helping other people. You're helping the organizations. You're highly creative, innovative. You're solution-based. And now here you are today talking about something. How difficult was this for you in your journey to be like who you are right now? How difficult was this? What did you have to overcome to even talk about this?
It's been an incredibly hard journey. Starting in childhood, you know, I think we all want to be better. We all want to be successful. But sometimes, you know, in life, things don't work out the way we expected. I was told when I was in school that I wouldn't go to college, that I didn't have the smarts for that. And luckily I had a mother and a father that said, well, we're not going to listen to that, and we're taking her out of this school, and we're going to figure this out. And myself from that process had to really look throughout my life continually at different stages, how can I use my strengths? What am I good at? And how can I use those to overcome the things that I'm finding difficult? So when a teacher says to me, oh, I don't understand this paper, what are you trying to say? But you explain it eloquently to me. I don't understand why you can't write it. You know, I have to explain, well, I have a learning disability, and my brain doesn't connect to the pen on the paper very well. But I can speak, and I can illustrate what I'm trying to say. And so I took that and said, all right, I'm going to find classes and teachers where I can write rather than write, you know, and really look at that. And even like in my own health journey, I had to look at myself and how I could really take a look inside and take, you know, my strength and use that to thrive.
Yeah. I love this because you and I were told the same thing. I mean, we now know a little bit more about learning differences. We now know a lot more. Okay, let's laugh out loud to all the people that told Tom Cruise he was stupid. Let's just try that. Or slow, right, or all of that.
Richard Branson was also told, like myself, that he was reckless. And
right.
You built an empire, so.
But that's it. And you see, this is really, so have we learned it? Let me just ask you this question before we go to break. I want to feel like, what have we learned? Because one of the things we're talking about today is something you and I learned. You know, we learned about the words thrive. We also know what it means to survive.
Yeah,
and we also know there's a choice, but it takes many, many steps. But, you know, what I'm going to ask you is like, what have we learned from where you sit? I know we've got more to go, but help me, please. Give me hope. Help me. We learned something.
Well, I think there's so much research out there. So much that we know now about how to it make people better, live longer. You know, all of these things. But I think it's access to that information. And then there's also a lot of noise that we have to cut through, right? What is valid, what's not valid, and is it right for us? Because the other thing is, there's a lot of information out there, but is it valid for us? It might not be valid for us. And that's really kind of what I see, too, is that we are all unique, and we have our own path in life, and what works for one doesn't work for the other. So while there's all this information out there, and we've learned all of these things, I think we also have to learn how to apply it to ourselves or not apply it to ourselves if it's not valid for us.
Yeah. You know, we're going to take a short break, but the way this shows up, it shows up in a lot of cool ways is what I want to say. I like to say a lot of cool ways because every day there's something new, right, that I think I learn about myself. And it's very difficult sometimes unless the people you have that are close to you really know you, you know, Linda and Jessica. And even when they do know you, you know, we could have an appearances or an outward projection that seems off to some please don't email me. I'm saying this with all the kindness in the world, everybody, but I'm going to say it for myself. I can seem off sometimes. And it's, am I off? When we come back, we're going to talk about what is this journey to thriving look like. Mm-hmm. Even if you get performance reviews in the corporate America, Fortune 50 company, and you get these reviews and they're really great, and somebody, all it takes is one person to do this, then they all do it like every year, puts in your review, great. A lot of ideas, always outstanding, but we think she's from another planet. Let's take a short break. When we come back, that's now a compliment to me. When we come back, we're going to talk about something very important. What if you don't feel like you belong to the crowd? What if you listen to what people say? You strive so much to fit into a mold where there is no mold for you. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back. What do you think? Ready? Let's go to break.
Good.
Are you living through any painful family relationships? Do you feel like you are frequently stuck in the past or can't sleep at night because of painful family memories? Rose Salkova is an energy life coach, and she's here to show you firsthand that your life doesn't need to be that way. She will guide you on how to take responsibility for your own energy and help you create a meaningful life for yourself. To find out more or schedule a session with Rose, visit familyhealingwithrose.com.
You can't just fix yourself on the outside and expect the inside to follow. Whether you're 5 or 85, healthy living can begin whenever you decide you want a better life. Tune into Keeping Up with Barbara Scheidegger every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com to learn about implementing a daily routine and finding a balance to improve your life. Learn to live agelessly. Go to BarbaraScheidegger.com. That's Barbara, S-C-H-E-I-D-E-G-G-E-R.com.
I'm Jim Fannin. I coach champions.
15-minute consult, no obligation. But when you come in, bring us your worries, and we're going to help you get rid of it. But I know all the Zoniacs, you've got the mountain that you want to climb, and we're here to help you climb your own personal Mount Everest. You can send me a personal email,
askjim@jimfannin.com,
or just go to jimfannin.com.
Be in the zone. It is the only place to be.
Hi, everyone. I'm Dr. Pat. I'm the host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I am the creator of the Transformation Network, doing what we do in the world of positive radio, informed, educated, positive media. Independent radio hosts and independent networks have been the face of positive messaging over the past decade. So all of us here have decided we're going to put together an independent network that is going to enable people to bring their positive message of hope, inspiration, and conscious action to the forefront. Help us create a future of amazing, uplifting stories that can be told so we can tell our children and they can tell their children of what hope and conscious action is all about. I want to thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Everybody, welcome back. I'm Dr. Pat, and I'm getting to sit in this amazing show. Colleague, host, co-host, just world-class, helping other people understand even a little bit about what we're talking about today, and I'm going to tell you who she is, but let her tell you who she is.
Thanks, Dr. Pat. I am Dr. Rachel Fosen-Sweet, and I want to welcome you to the Best Living Show, where we are going to learn to breathe, eat, sleep, and thrive in every aspect of your life. And before we took the break, you asked about kind of not fitting in, the idea of maybe we don't, you know, I don't fit in this mold or that mold, and if maybe there's not a mold for me. And I think, you know, there's a times in our life when we all feel that way, right? We feel like this just doesn't work for me, or, you know, we might try something and say, well, it worked for you, but it won't work for me. And I think that's okay. I think we can find what works for us. And I think that's what part of thriving is. You know, I had weight loss issues my entire life. I told my story in a book and that was published last year. And, you know, I described how, you know, as a child, I would grow wide and then I'd grow tall and then I'd grow wide and I'd grow tall. And at some point I stopped growing tall and just became wide. And, you know, I didn't feel like I fit in school and, you know, I didn't like going to the gym and I didn't like going to buy clothes and all that. But then I had to find who I was and find a way to thrive with who I was and what my genetics were, because I wasn't like everybody. And that was how I got to this point, is from that constant journey of finding out who am I and changing that. And each moment saying to myself, well, this just doesn't make me feel good. How can I feel better? How can I be better? And then find a way to do that.
Yeah. You know, it's fascinating we're talking about this, because I want to do a little demonstration, if I could, without messing this whole thing up so much. But, you know, you go through these trainings and people teach you different things and they tell you this is how you should show up in front of this and this is how, right, you get the standard definition, how you do a show, how you don't do a show, what you should do. And I find myself, you know, it's interesting recently, I mean, I got this camera that you tilt for a reason, because there's something about staring straight on the computer screen that bothers me. And so I have a different setup that I try. So I just moved that over. I just moved this over. I turn this like this for some reason, right? I can't explain it to anybody why I'm doing it. I'm just showing everybody. Now, from a camera's perspective, they're like, what are you showing people? What is that angle? Like, what are you doing with that? Why do everybody want to look down your wall? From where I sit, I just did something to make myself, I don't know, relax better. I have a turned computer. My mic is closer. It's a different perspective.
Mm-hmm.
And I did this the other day. I saved this to do for your show, too, on air. Because if we can't figure out what our groove is, then intentional thriving, if we can't find our groove, my groove, your groove's different, Linda's groove's different, Jesse, everybody, but we have to find that groove, because if we don't find that groove, then we're always butting up, help me with this, we're always butting up with an array of distraction.
Absolutely, so, yeah.
Right? You want to talk to that?
So it's so interesting, because I heard about this research that a scientist did, and I don't remember the name. This is the first time I've heard about this research. And they took people out into the woods, and they said, we want you to walk in a straight line, no GPS or anything like that. And they said, for sure, we can do this. We can walk in a straight line. And I thought to myself, yeah, I could do that. You can follow the tree line, walk in a straight line. And what they noticed was that people kept walking around in circles. And then,
whoa.
I know, right? So then they said, okay, well, maybe it's like people's one leg is like longer than the other or something like that, and that's making them walk in a circle. But no, when they send them back out, sometimes they would walk in the other way, other direction. It had nothing to do with that. And it was all really that people had a sense that, well, I know where I'm going, but at some point they lose their bearings and they just tend to walk in circles. And I thought, what a fantastic metaphor for life, because we just tend to go out saying, yes, I can do this, and I know what I'm doing. And then somewhere along the line, because we're not measuring, because we're not looking, we're not attending, we're not awake, we just end up walking in circles. And then all of a sudden, we're like 10 years down the road, and you're like, how did I get here? I haven't gone anywhere. I'm stuck. And if you don't wake up in that moment, you're still walking around in the forest in circles. And I just thought it was such a fantastic metaphor for how a lot of our lives are. We're walking around in circles.
Oh, it's a great metaphor. You know, my first vision question, I've done several. I had a very special woman in my life who passed away very suddenly, one of my spiritual mentors. She took people out in the high desert of California. She had done it for 30 years. And strange way I connected with her, but it didn't matter.
went out my first vision quest and then did several others. But she looked at me. I mean, everybody's in the group, but she looks at me. She didn't know me very well. And she says, if you wander away, like in, you get lost, if you wander away, like too far, stop. That's what she told me. I thought this was a joke, but it wasn't. Stop. I want you to take all your clothes off. And I want you to lay down in the sand with your face down. And I thought to myself, that ain't ever happening. And then it did, because I did exactly what she knew I would do. I left my base camp, which was on very high, the highest point in the high desert I could find, and I walked to a tree that looked like it was 5 minutes away. Anybody that knows anything about the desert who's ever been there, what they don't tell you is what you just described. They don't tell you that what looks like a straight line contains at least anywhere from 20 to 40 sand dunes you got to go up and down.
Mm-hmm.
I got there, never looked back, couldn't go back. And it's so funny you brought this up. Now, I'm not telling everybody to take your clothes off and lay down wherever you are. I mean, she explained why that was for me later. But she told me to stop.
Right.
And get in touch with the earth.
Yeah.
We don't do that. So, you know, today you were talking about breathe, eat, sleep. She was telling me that, although there was no eating out in Vision Quest there for that day. But there was water.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, it's crazy because we've come through this industrial age, and it's brought us some amazing inventions, some amazing technology. But what it has done is kind of disconnected us from our roots, our earth, you know, even food, because these days people are so fast and running everywhere that, you know, they got to go to work, they come home from work, they got to go to the soccer game. And, you know, they just grabbing whatever they can. And again, it's not serving them because it's ultra processed a lot of times. It contains things that are not good. So it's, what she's telling you is, yeah, stop and get connected, and so that you can find out where you are, right? And that is really what I am going to ask people to do today, is to stop and think about where you're disconnected and where you can reconnect. And so I was actually walking through the forest when I kind of came up with Best Living, because I'm thinking about, like, what are the things that are important to me for people to thrive? And for me, it starts obviously with you, the person, and how you're breathing, how you're eating, and then also how you're sleeping. Those things are so simple, but they also drive a lot of what happens in our life. And if you're not connected to that in some way, then you really are not connected to yourself and the universe that you're living in.
Yeah. You know, it's so interesting because one of the things I wanted to ask you too is I can pinpoint about four really pivotal things in my life that really, what's the expression? I don't use this, but it's got me off my game. Let's just call it that. And the game is the game of life.
Right.
And when I say get you off your game, I mean, you know, you have to look at the things that really have you hit bottom or do something like that. Mm-hmm. Now, some of them were, let's just call them you and me behavioral, if we do. But other ones had to do with the physical, the body.
Right.
And there were two in particular I want to talk to you about, because one for me was menopause at a very young age. Like, what the, what? And the other one I'm not going to talk about on this show, but that was getting prescribed gabapentin recently for my knees, a nerve blocker.
Right.
And my nerves still don't remember who my body is. But let's talk about the menopause thing for a minute. Women don't talk about it enough in the way we talk about how it affects us.
Yeah. And what's interesting is I don't know. I mean, as I always say when I'm talking to other people, like, okay, half of the population goes through this. Yet we don't talk about it, right?
Exactly.
And people suffer. I've been in some of groups on social media, and I see women who are depressed, and they can't sleep, and they are not thriving. They don't know what to do, and there's so much misinformation. And I even had someone say to me the other day, like, oh, the hot flashes are coming, and I feel like ever since I had my birthday, they're just getting worse, and I'm tired. And I went to the doctor, and they said, I asked about, hormonal replacement, and they said, no, we don't do that. And, and I thought, there's a lot of, the problem is that the science and doctors haven't kind of caught up. And so there was a lot of research in menopause and hormonal replacement therapy, and it was causing issues, right? And they just heard that and ran with it. Whereas now we have, better technology, bioidentical hormones, and women can take those and feel better. And in fact, it's better for their heart health. So, especially if they're taking that hormonal replacement within 5 years of going through menopause, it can actually be really beneficial.
Yeah.
But the thing is, and I said to this lady who brought it up to me about the hot flashes and everything, I said, well, had you had your hormones tested before? Do you know what they were like normally, like before menopause? And she's kind of like, no, I really didn't know what they were. I said, well, I would have them tested now because as you go through menopause, you want to keep those levels the same. So, before you even get to menopause, so usually you're getting perimenopausal 10 years out, start to look at your hormones, your hormone levels, and have them read by your doctor, so that as you go through menopause, you can keep those hormonal levels up. Now, there's going to be always cases where people can't do HRT, or take hormones because of cancer history or endometriosis or something. I was actually one of those people that could not take them because of complications. But there are natural ways to help with that process of menopause. But during that process, there's so many. It's not just the hormonal changes. We get weight gain. There's a lot of sleep changes.
Right.
There's so much going on in that transition, and for some women, it can be so brutal. I know for me, it was very hard, and I had a lot of women say to me, "Well, it was easy. You just go through it." I'm like, they have no idea what I'm going through. Mine was a little different because mine was a surgically induced. So I was kind of thrust into it right away rather than natural. As women, we can go through this in a multiple of different ways. There's some people have had hysterectomies very, very early and are thrown into menopause. The thing is we need to find doctors who understand our bodies and how we can augment those hormones so that we can feel good and not struggle.
Well, and that's what we're going to talk about when we come from break, because this is really part of thriving. And I think that a lot of people, when we think about thriving, and certainly, it depends on what books you've read, what you've studied, how well you know yourself. For me, I'm the kind of person that I have to have almost like a new level of awareness. I have to have an awareness. And I am one of those people that went through menopause very early. I mean, 36 years old, I'm giving presentations and my shirts are drenched.
Right.
And, but back then we didn't know what we know today.
No. And the hormones were very rough back then, too. They
were really rough.
Yeah, they weren't actually beneficial for women back then. Now we've come such a long way in science. They're much less powerful, like they're more bioidentical to our own, they're replacing what we would normally have. So the science has really, in that field, come a long way.
What we're going to talk about, because it's all about really, I don't know many people that want to feel bad, that don't want to intentionally thrive.
Right.
And sometimes when it gets piled on, it gets a little bit difficult.
It does,
but you're right about that. Also, once upon a time, maybe we can talk about this when we come back.
is once upon a time, and I say once upon a time because I think we're changing, but we're not there. We've given up on our ageless people. Barbara Scheidevich does a great show on this, and we gave up on them. And so all the remedies and all the solution were for the middle group. But I'm seeing that change now. You know, once upon a time, I even heard a doctor say, if you're over 60, don't take anything. You're too late.
Yeah.
When we come back, stick with this question. Do you think you're too late? I don't care what age you are. Just hold on to that.
Yeah.
Do you think you're too late? When we come back, are you putting off living? Even if you don't speak it out loud and say, it's too late for me. What is going on inside? When we come back, you're going to get a dose of intention. Right. Stay tuned, we'll be right back.
You could enter a sacred vortex of love and beauty, infused with the power of the earth and ascended masters. Join myself, Dr. Georgia Herrera and Dr. Sharon Martin, in the Sacred Magic Show. Bring in the mystical and sacred for healing, airing every third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You too can have your health and life challenges melt away.
Join now and feel your heart open up to the answers to your most important questions.
Have you walled yourself in? Are you hiding from yourself and others? There are a lot of theories about what is wrong in the world. What few people talk about is self-love. Linda Lamp can help you reconnect with your soul's knowledge and aid you on your journey to wholeness. She helps you love yourself because the love of oneself is the most critical and fundamental love that exists. To find out more, visit lyndalamp.com. That's LYNDALamp.com.
I'm Jim Fannin. I coach champions.
15-minute consult. No obligation. But when you come in, bring us your worries, and we're going to help you get rid of it. But I know all the Zoniacs, you've got the mountain that you want to climb, and we're here to help you climb your own personal Mount Everest. You can send me a personal email.
AskJim@JimFannin.com
or just go to JimFannin.com.
Be in the zone. It is the only place to be.
Hi, everyone. I'm Dr. Pat. I'm the host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I am the creator of the Transformation Network, doing what we do in the world of positive radio, informed, educated, positive media. Independent radio hosts and independent networks have been the face of positive messaging over the past decade. So all of us here have decided we're going to put together an independent network that is going to enable people to bring their positive message of hope, inspiration, and conscious action to the forefront. Help us create a future of amazing, uplifting stories that can be told so we can tell our children and they can tell their children of what hope and conscious action is all about. I want to thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
The Best Living Show. I am Dr. Rachel Simpson-Sweet, and I am joined by Dr. Pat, and we have been talking about intentional thriving. Mm. And just before we went to break, we were talking about, is it too late? Is it too late to change things, to learn how to thrive? And I would say no. Our body is amazing, and it will do amazing things if we put it in the right environment. And that's what intentional thriving is about. What can we do intentionally to make ourselves feel better? I know, you know, you said that one of your friends was told that
too late
for her.
And I know,
too late. My grandmother was told the same thing, too late for you, you know, certain ailments that she had. And she used to tell me, I don't recommend getting old. And I think
exactly.
I think now you know, we have so many things available to us, and there's so many more molecules and things and that can extend our life, ways of eating that can extend our life. You know, some of it is just natural, like, you know, reducing our stress, making sure that we're breathing right, and some of that is to do breathing exercises so that we're in what they call coherence, right, with the heart rate variability. Also, really concentrating on sleep. Sleep, as we get older, right, becomes more fragile. So it's even more important to focus on sleep. And in menopause, sleep is really affected mostly because of those changes in the hormones and the surges of the different chemicals through our body. All of a sudden, we feel like we're going to spontaneously combust, and we're woken up at 5 o'clock in the morning, and then we're like, oh, I can't get back to sleep, right? But so, you know, we can use things that are natural to come, you know, so one of the things that I used for menopause with the hot flashes was black cohosh. I found that great for me.
Yeah.
And that really took the edge off of those hot flashes, and it helped me sleep better. But, you know, also just how you design your sleeping environment. But all of these things can lead to a longer, more thriving life. So I don't think that, that you can say that it's ever too late. And now what we're finding with genetics, we can test what they call methylation markers. And we it's just a small little sample of blood. We look at the methylation markers, and we can tell that your rate of aging and how your immune system is functioning. And you can, by the way that you diet, the way that you exercise, getting great sleep, right?
Mm-hmm.
So breathe, eat, sleep, thrive. You can literally turn the clock back now. Not the path of the sun around the earth, right? We can't change that. We are going to get chronologically older. But internally, mm-hmm. we can get younger, and if we can rest 1 year every year, then are we immortal?
Mm-hmm. That's a good question, right? I've listened to when my friend's granddaughter was young. Those are the conversations you really need to listen to if you want to get smart. It's just listen to kids.
Yeah.
And I we were sitting there. I don't know what we were doing, but we were coming out. I think it was coming out of a church. We picked her up from her Catholic school, whatever that was. And we came out, and we were all talking there. And I don't know why she brought this up. I don't know why Cass brought it up. But came out, priest came out, everybody came out, says to him, right, my auntie, Patty, says Moses lived 900 years.
Yeah.
and I looked and I said, yeah, well, I know 900. I ballpark 900, something like that. I don't know, like that. And the priest was like, well, what do you think? And it was a really short conversation. But he says, well, Moses lived in a different time to this kid. And so she says, how so? How is it different? Moses didn't know he had to die at 65 years old. Just a little bit. She said,
right.
Nobody told
right.
Moses.
Yeah.
So she must be listening to everybody about the Social Security, right?
Right.
So
yeah.
She says, nobody told Moses, you know, why do we tell people we have to die at 65?
Yeah.
You see, that's what we're doing now in our society.
Right. Yeah. I mean, like, you know, we say like, oh, well, you know, the life expectancy is. But, you know, I love, actually, if you've ever looked at, I think it was strange, Bragg's amino acids.
Yes,
and
yes,
on the
yes.
back it says, you know,
yeah.
to live to 120, right? Because that comes from a Bible verse. I gave them 120 years.
Yep.
And of course, we have now, I saw a lady in a picture the other day standing next to this big rhododendron tree that she'd planted. She was 122 years old.
Yep.
And she planted that bush, like, you know, 100 years ago, and it's, like, massive now. So the thing is, you know, we don't know what the limit is. And I'm going to do a plug here. I have a book that came out this week. And one of the, my...
Hold that up there so everybody see that. Because that's intentional. That's intentional thriving.
Yes. So in here, there's a chapter by Dr. Melissa Peterson.
Mm.
Talks about longevity. And she says, right in the opening of the, of her chapter, that the person who's going to live to 150 has is born already. Like someone is going to live to 150.
Yeah.
Because we are just advancing so fast on the technology and our understanding.
Mm-hmm.
But also, as you said, returning to the earth and going back to our roots and understanding that in some ways our environment is skewing our life expectancy, and how can we get that back? And, and that's really like what this book is about. It's like, how can you look at your genetics, look at who you are, blueprint biologically, and then work to change that? And part of that is living longer, healthier, and thriving.
Let's skip the break. I want to let people know how to get the book. Can you mention how to get the book? Where is the book available?
Yeah. So it is
it on your website?
It's available actually on Amazon.com. So you can go right to Amazon.com and order it. I have it at a discount actually today. We're doing a 48-hour sale.
And give everybody the title of the book too.
It's Expressive Origins, the tales of how two strands of DNA impact health and longevity. And I wrote this with 10 other powerful ladies who are also in this space, of, who coach for epigenetics, who teach, who have organizations that lead the way in this. And so they talk about different things, longevity. They talk about their own experiences with their genetics and how they transformed their lives from having an autoimmune disorder and being on multiple medications and getting off of those medications and feeling better. So there's something in here for everyone. Some people will relate to the transgenerational genetics and understanding how we may live a pattern that our mother or father has and how that like transfers down to us. And that's in there from Camille and Corinne. And then I really start the book with the best living. How we breathe, how we eat, and within the eat section is our energy, our movement, how we can get that, and understanding how that works epigenetically, and then sleep, because sleep to me is foundational. We have to have great sleep, and to me, sleep is what all the other health sits on. And then the thing is, if we don't have our health, what do we have, right?
Yeah.
This is our home. This is what we live in. We were given our body. And this is where we live, and we got to take care of it, because if we can't move, if we can't think, then we can't enjoy, we can't make money, we can't go hug our kids, our grandkids.
Let me ask you this question. Somebody asked me the other day, what did I think was one of the greatest forgotten ageless secrets? And I don't know why I said it, but I had a flashback on my grandma. And I said, collagen. And they said, oh, you mean the powder? And I was like, no. Grandmama would get all the leftover bones and whatever she could get from the butcher down the street. I mean, I said, we had bone boiling weekend. She would get 3 days of this.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, I never really understood. When you're younger, you don't know. But that's what we kids got. We were loaded up with fresh parsley. I mean, if you looked in her bone broth and you saw bone broth, right? It was like right there, bone broth. And I said,
my mother still does it, actually.
I still do it.
And
I did too.
Yeah. Just, you get a chicken, and then after the chicken or the turkey's done, you throw it in the pressure cooker and you boil it up with all the vegetables, right?
That's it. And think about what you just said, though. And look at how that ties to it. Because you see, up until a point, that generation, and then everybody stopped. And this is so fascinating.
The other one is cod liver oil.
Oh!
I used to get a spoonful of cod liver oil.
Oh, my God, did I? Was it really cod liver? Do you think it was actually cod liver?
Yeah, because
okay,
it's got all the omegas in it.
It did.
All
but,
the
right?
Those are essential. You know,
why
people don't
stop
eat
that?
I don't know, because people don't eat enough. They only get maybe a few milligrams now, megagrams, of, and we need grams of it. So we
need grams.
We do. We need,
yeah.
You know, two, at least 1 to 2 grams a day, and we're getting, you know, maybe 150.
Look at
milligrams.
Here's the deal. We need all this. Do you know why? Because there's something that you didn't talk about, which you're going to talk about. I think it's
okay.
The most important element of intentional thriving. I can't tell you how many times in a week, not by you guys, right? People will say to me, when are you going to quit? No, I'm not kidding. Like, what are you doing? We heard you talk about expanding and growing, and it's never on my mind. See, I don't see this as like a job. This is a purpose.
Yeah.
I want to ask you this question. We know this in research. We know it. But I want to hear your point about it from an epigenetics and holistic perspective. What happens when we don't have meaning?
Right.
What happens when we don't have something to fuel what we want to accomplish?
Right.
And I'm not saying to everybody, get out there and go start a company, but maybe you want to crochet something. Can you talk
yeah.
to that?
Yeah. So, I mean, really, it's, you know, we have to link what we're doing to a purpose, right? So for you, having this, you know, your purpose is to expand consciousness, to expand awareness, to bring people like myself and the other hosts that are on the network, you know, all that information out into the world can only make the world a better place. So there's a purpose for you. But yeah, you know, some people just want to make someone else's life a little bit better, a little bit easier, and they feel good about that. And that's okay. You know, so, you know, I think what people want to look at is, you know, maybe that's not what you want to do, right? So those other people that are saying that to you may say, you know, well, why are you doing this? Because that's not what they want to do. That's not how they link their passion. But perhaps the question is, what is it that they like to do? How do they like to link their passion
exactly.
to what they're doing? And it, you know, for me, you know, I struggled all my life with my weight.
Yeah, me too.
You know, I struggled with going to school. You know, I've struggled financially. I've had, you know, struggles in much like many people have had. But you have to have, I always say to myself, well, I kind of just quit. You know, what if I quit, what am I doing? Like, I'm not living if I quit. I have to keep going regardless of what I'm facing. And you know, I think it's so easy now with social media, our phones, that we can get distracted, right? We can just dive into that, get our dopamine hit, right? You've all heard that, get the dopamine hit, know that the brain signals light up, and we feel better momentarily, but then that goes away and it crashes, and we've got to, you know, go again for that dopamine hit. And I think really what you're saying is, if someone finds a purpose, they don't need that constant dopamine hit. And I think,
you know,
if we look around life now, like, I don't think people feel like they have a purpose or a direction. And so, again, it's about waking up and what is that? What is your purpose? I heard a story of a girl the other day. She's working in a corporate environment, and she's building all their processes and their systems. And all of a sudden, it was like the light bulb went off. And she said, wait a second. You know what? I'm building my own prison here, basically. Like, I have to work within these processes. I don't want to do this. This doesn't fit with what I want to do. And she immediately quit. And now she's coaching other people in the business world. And it was just such a profound thing that she all of a sudden had that call from deep inside of her that said, this is not who you are.
Yeah.
This is great, and you're providing this for somebody else, and that's what they want, but that's not what you want. And so she went and did something for herself. And, you know, there was ramifications within that. She didn't have a lot of money, but she made it. She survived. She figured out a way to do it. And now she's thriving, which is great.
That's important now. And let me ask you this question as a follow-up to that, is the numbers are out for women. The post-COVID numbers, the effect of COVID, what women have gone through, they're now being published, and they're it would make you cry. It would make anybody cry. Especially moms, but not only moms, women in general. It's just something that has happened. The other night I watched the Oscars and I said to Linda, I was not excited about them, but I cried for the last 40 minutes of them. The accepted speeches that were made from the top three actors and actresses for a movie that nobody thought would amount to anything, which was about the relationship between a mother and a daughter. It was about that. Right. But to hear the speech and this about the dream, the American dream, or what it takes. See, what you're talking about here is so essential to intentional thriving, because if you compromise your inner desire, that is an intentional.
Yeah, you're saying no to who you are, right? You're saying no. And you know, we do it every day in some way, right? We say no. But if we are, so, you know, people can find, you can't sometimes make radical changes, right? If you've got a family and all those things. But you can, if you have that inner thought,
mm-hmm.
right? Well, you know, I remember my brother said to me, like, well, you only work, you know, 40 hours. What do you do with the rest of the hours of the week, right? And it's really about if you've got a feeling and you want to do something and you're not in line with your purpose, what can you do outside of work that would put you in alignment, right? Until you can find a way to find that purpose and change that for yourself. And it's really, you know, we have to, you know, like when I was going through my weight loss journey, it wasn't until I said, I have to be healthy, not just keep losing weight. Isn't working. I have to be healthy. And then what does a healthy person do? A healthy person, my future self said, right? My future healthy self said, well, we go walking every day. Okay, let's do that. That was, you know, just an extra half an hour of walking, whatever it is. And just keep listening to that future self that's leading you on. Because if you could just take 5 minutes, right, to just listen to that inner voice, even if you have to lock yourself in the bathroom because the kids are screaming or whatever, but take that 5 minutes and listen to what it's saying to you and write that down and then figure out a way that you can start that journey for yourself. And whether that's getting healthy, whether that's changing your environment in some way, changing your career in some way, we can find ways to do that. And it doesn't have to be a radical change. It can be something that we can work towards. But it is all about intention and waking up and being on purpose.
Yeah. Thank you for today's show. I have to tell you, it really is amazing to take this journey with you up to this point, and then to how to get to this point, and to actually hear you come forward, you know, and talk about something you're so passionate about. Congratulations on your book.
Thank you. Because
I was part of that, like, whole part of that, too.
Yeah.
Please tell people how they can find out more about you, and please how they can get a copy of the book and your personal message. What do you want to leave us with?
Yeah, so you can find me at drrachelsweet.com on the web, and I'm also on Facebook, and I'm on Instagram. The book, Expressive Origins, is out now, and it's available on Amazon, so grab yourself a copy. My message is, I'll ask you this question. This is my question to you, Pat. What is the one thing that you can do today to intentionally thrive?
Should I answer it out loud?
You can if you want to share.
It's right over there is my bat and my little ball. My bat. Now, why though? Yes, it's therapy, but I have to get prepared for the national games in Pittsburgh. See, to me, it's a happy spot. It's one of many. And people say, oh, well, for me today, in the moment you ask, after a long week, a lot of work, that little bat and ball sits right on that table. That's what I do to create sort of some sanity of balance, what I call
right.
my sanity of balance.
Yeah.
And that's what I wanted to say to people. You don't have to start a company. You don't have to do that right now.
No. Okay. No. You know what? Like you just said, like your bat and ball, I'm thinking like what brings me sanity is going and finding a woods somewhere, not walking in circles, but following a trail. I just, that is sanity to me, being out in the woods. And there's a lot of reasons why that is beneficial to you, but that's my sanity. So the question to anybody listening is, what is the one thing that you can do today to intentionally try? And it doesn't have to be this moment. Just think about what you would do this weekend, even. That would just make
do
you
it
stop.
One thing, let's everybody.
One thing.
Thank you so much for today. Thank you for inviting me.
Yes, thank you for being here. This was so great. I enjoyed it so much.
Yeah. And, you know, intentionally, everybody out there, intentional thriving is called IT. It's the it. Get it done today, everybody.
The it factor.
We'll see you next time.
Thanks for listening to The Best Living Show. I'm your host, Dr. Rachel Sweet. Breathe, eat, sleep, thrive in every aspect of your life on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in Thursdays at 6 p.m. to continue your new narrative and step into a new way of being. We are not what people have told us we are. We are so much more than that. I am going to help you thrive and get the answers you desire, not only in the external world, but on the inside. For more information, go to DrRachelSweet.com. That's DrRachelSweet.com.
The views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. Contests are the responsibility of the hosts of this program and not KKNW. This is 1150 AM KKNW Seattle and KPNW 98.9 FM HD3 Seattle.
And good Wednesday morning to you. Benny Mathers here for a look at your alternative talk AM 1150 traffic update for around the town. We're over on 405 northbound, just north of the 520 around Mile 16. A recent disabled vehicle partially blocking the right hand of the lane. Its response team has arrived on the scene and they are taking care of that situation. Also, actually, recent collision just popping in here. Reported on State Route 161 southbound at Mile 24 near 128th Street East. CFC crews having to crash the team to take care of that collision. And stay tuned, coming up next, at the news weather, it's the Courage Effect with your host, Suzanne Weller. And it's all about diversity. With special guest, Sean Sanchez.
NBC News Radio, I'm Michael Kastner. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis and entrepreneur Vivek Ramaswamy will be standing center stage during tonight's presidential debate in Milwaukee. Mark Mayfield reports.
While DeSantis is considered to be the strongest candidate to challenge the party's frontrunner Donald Trump, recent polls have shown Ramaswamy edging closer to DeSantis for the number two spot. An Emerson College poll showed the two tied at 10% support each, trailing Trump, who leads with 56% support. Trump has decided to skip the debate and has instead recorded an interview with former Fox News host Tucker Carlson.
North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum may not be at tonight's Republican presidential debate. Multiple reports say he's unable to stand after injuring himself while playing a basketball game in Milwaukee last night. And Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass says it was evil for Texas Governor Greg Abbott to bus migrants to the city while it was dealing with Tropical Storm Hillary. A bus from Texas with over three dozen migrants arrived in downtown L.A. Monday. Michael Kastner, NBC News Radio.
A Better Life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
When does a disease become a disease? That is to say, when does an issue with your health cross the threshold that you are now willing to pay attention to it? It's almost a philosophical question that I think about a lot. Take your weight, for example. If you're overweight, your risk of so many diseases goes up with every additional pound, not just when you click over from overweight to obese. Or consider diabetes. According to the CDC, more than 1 in 3 American adults are pre-diabetic, and 80% of them don't know it. That's a problem, according to a new study out of the Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health. Because the younger someone is when they develop pre-diabetes, the more likely they are to develop dementia later in life. Now, the takeaway here, find out your blood sugar levels and take action to lower them if you need to. Thing is, you don't want to wait until it's too late. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
Del Wamsley and the Wealth Cycle. This is the wealth cycle that I've taught for 30 years. Buy one house, 10 houses, an apartment, two apartments, 820, 500 units, 1,000 units, 2,000.